an embarrassment and awful Bears Sunday last night.
No.
Last night, I turn on our boys, John and Troy, flip over to the TV, get a little Eddie and Pat Foley, and well, here you go. Big win. Big win.
Big.
Big day, 5-1. They took the Kings and slapped them around.
Most goals they've scored in a game this year.
And here's the thing. This is why the Hawks should be good all year. Eddie Olczyk standing by. I'll get to him in just a second.
Because, but first, my analysis.
But first, let me tell you what's going on here. Drake Kajula, 2 goals. Right? You're a standard hockey fan. What? I thought he had 2. One goal, two assists?
Dylan Strome had 2 goals.
Yeah.
That's what he meant, Dave.
Dylan Strome had 2 goals.
Drake Kajula did have a goal.
Point being, these are not your A-line guys. These are not the guys who you think are going to provide most of the heat. You know, Kaner's not on the score sheet, is he?
I had an assist on Kajula's
goal. How about Taves? Saad on his birthday?
No, he was not.
Oh, come on. So the point is, Dave, there's depth on this team.
There is.
We haven't begun to experience the talent level rising to the top and leading the Blackhawks to victory.
Slater Cuckoo, 2 assists last.
Nah, you're just making up names. Let's go live to the great Eddie Olczyk. Edward.
Hi, Steve.
Could you sound less excited about being on the show?
Oh, nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Congrats on the book, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yeah, very, very proud of it. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, going through the cancer battle, you know, a year and a half ago, you know, just I think it was no pun intended, but the final chapter on making the decision on going ahead and trying to put my life story on pen to paper. And you know, we all have a story. We all overcome hurdles and adversity. And you know, the goal of being able to hopefully help one person, you know, just give them hope, inspire them to get through the, you know, life is not easy.
Sure.
So maybe something that they can pick out of that, out of the book, or hear me say that can help them get through the day, or somebody that's in the middle of a cancer battle, or maybe somebody says, hey, you know what, I'm going to go get a colonoscopy when I'm supposed to. I'm not going to wait 3, 4, 5 years. And I've heard, I mean, look, sadly, full disclosure, thousands of people that have put it off and said, you know, it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. And then it's a year, and then it's 2 years, and now you're 3 years in. And next thing you know, 17% of those people are diagnosed with colon cancer. So
nothing to mess around with.
Well, no, it isn't. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're not feeling good, raise your hand, go see a doctor, let somebody know. And look, I think if you read the book, I think you'll laugh and love a little bit more. And if you do that, then it was well worth the 16 months of putting pen to paper.
Eddie and his wife of 3 decades raised 4 great kids. And last night was a big night because last night's was Hockey Fights Cancer Night.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guys,
very special night.
Guys had some special jerseys, which are going to be auctioned off, I think, through Friday of this week. So go to ChicagoBlackhawks.com, and you can check it out on the website there. But that had to be a little bit emotional last night for you.
Well, it was. And to be a part of the purple carpet ceremony prior to the game, and I would encourage any Blackhawk fan, any great Blackhawk fan, that, you know, this initiative every year that the NHL started back in 1998, and I'm proud to say I'm this year's NHL ambassador for Hockey Fights Cancer throughout the National Hockey League, so I'm very honored and humbled by that. But, you know, the Blackhawks, you know, I mean, everybody knows, you know, the class that they carry themselves with and everything that they do, and Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough and Jay Blunt, the entire organization, put on that purple carpet where we honor either cancer survivors or we honor family members that walk on the purple carpet that maybe we have lost to this battle, or somebody that is a cancer survivor and is cancer free. And we recognize all walks of life, people from all over the world. And it's a great night. I got to share the podium last night with Adam Burrish, and to be a part of that. And then the people holding up, all the great Blackhawk fans holding up the I Fight For signs at the United Center. And in November is Hockey Fights Cancer Month in the National Hockey League. But the way that the schedule kind of had flown this year for the Blackhawks, a lot of early games this year at home. The Hawks had it a little bit early, but it was a great night, and I thank everybody for coming out, and I got a chance to shake a few hands in the atrium and take a few pictures after the ceremony, and hear stories of people that are either battling or have battled or have lost people to the battle. And it becomes very emotional when you are meeting people that you know, that have gone through it, and obviously I can relate. So
right.
If we can just bring hope to somebody like we did last night, we're going to continue to fight. As I said last night during the broadcast, we're going to fight cancer until we ultimately win on cancer, and that is our goal, not only with the Blackhawks, but for the National Hockey League.
Eddie, good morning.
David.
Anybody that you encountered last night really, really hit you, really strike you?
I think it's the young people that are stricken with this awful disease, David.
Sure.
I think that is the, you know, that is the hardest. Being a parent,
sure,
it's not fair. It is not fair. And I go back, and it's something I talk about in the book, that a couple of years ago, we had a young Blackhawk fan, a huge Blackhawk fan, a huge Duncan Keith fan, Lauren Graver,
mm-hmm.
a young girl that had muscle cancer, a form of a muscle cancer. And that was when I was sick back in November of 17, and to meet her and to know what she had been going through at, I think, 11 years old or 12 years old, and to go out with her on the ice and drop the puck and to honor her. And, you know, it's funny, I asked Lauren, and we lost Lauren, sadly, a couple of months later. I asked Lauren when I was standing there with her, if I could hold her hand, because if you watch the video or see any of the photo shots, I'm the one that was shaking. She was very cool, calm, and collective out on that ice, and to drop that ceremonial puck and to be with her. But I think anytime you see young people, look, anybody, any walk of life, any age, doesn't matter. Cancer does not discriminate. But for me, David, full disclosure is when I see these young people in a battle for their life, and their life has just begun, that makes me it makes me mad. It makes me upset. It makes me even more driven. And something I've talked a lot about, my wife has as well. There is that aspect of a person that has gone through the battle, like myself, mm-hmm. that is a survivor. And look, at cancer is going to be with Eddie Olczyk and his family the rest of my life, and I'm okay with that. But there is that when you do encounter people that are in a battle and are way worse off than maybe I ever was, there is a guilt that comes with that. It is very, very sensitive, and it's very, very emotional.
Understandable.
It takes its toll. And it's just, like I said, I want to continue to fight and help somebody stay away from it. And if that is a domino effect for the years after I come and all of us are here, then it was well worth all the effort that we've put into meeting people and trying to fight for people we know and for people we don't know.
Eddie Olczyk, Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life, books out everywhere, you know, get three or four copies. It'll be good for
you. Okay, can I just say this, Steve? I know you're dying to say this. You want to know if there are any crayons that are needed for this book. Okay, so no, there are no crayons that are needed for this book. Okay, I said it for you, so now we can
move on. All right,
now
listen, I appreciate that. Now, I met a lovely woman named Cindy. She was on our trip to Prague, and she wants to tell you a little story here. Cindy, say hi to Enzo.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I was telling Steve when we were in Prague, when I was a young teenager, I had the pleasure of working with your mom. And your mom inspired me so much. You know, a lot of times she's like, oh, I've got to get the boys to hockey. Can you cover me? Can you come in early for me? And I was happy to do it. And she was just such a good mom. And I always thought, you know, that's the kind of mom I want to be when I have children. I never was fortunate to have children, but the inspiration always stayed with me, and it made me become part of Make-A-Wish. And I have spent the last 15 years helping children with cancer and other illnesses through their process and helping them grant wishes after, you know, they're back on track again. And just listening to you just inspires me more.
How
to
cool
try to do more with Make-A-Wish.
Ah, that's very cool. That's got to make you feel great, Eddie, talking about mom.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you for your kind words. And I'm proud to say, I guess the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to the real Ed and Diana Olczyk. And just full disclosure, my wife's name is Diana as well, so that's why there's the real Ed and Diana Olczyk, and then there's Eddie and Diana Olczyk number two. So sure. I appreciate that very much, and I thank you for what you do for all those young people who are way worse off than we are. So even though I don't have my hockey helmet on right now, Cindy, I'm going to shift my hockey helmet to you for what you do as well. So thank you very much for the kind words.
God bless. Hey, Eddie, before we let you go, the boys looked pretty darn good last night. That's
Steve, look, they needed it. They did. Great to see Dylan Strom get on the board. He was reunited last night with the Cat, with Alex Brinkett. Both of them had 3 points, which was huge. They needed it. They got it after the losing streak they were on. And look, they played one road game that was really, really a road game that was far, far away. And then, they played, the other night, afternoon in Carolina. So now they go on the road for 4 games here. So this is a huge stretch. They've had a lot of home cooking. Good to see the boys get out on the road, but that line was really good. And oh, by the way, Ryan Carpenter has been a great add by general manager Stan Bowman. Carpy has been really, really good. Like he's a role player. He's a fourth line guy, but he's chipped in a lot of different ways that Coach Colleton is asked them to play. So that line was really good last night. They had 3 goals, and that was gigantic. And Robin Leonard had a sneaky good game last night. Let's not kid ourselves. L.A., I think, had 37, 38 shots, I believe, David. I'm not sure. But 30. He had a good game last night. So good to get on the road, and they're going to have a tough game there in Nashville. They get a couple of days off, and then they get out to California for 3 and 4 nights. So good way to get on the road with a win, and hopefully get this thing turned around in the right direction.
Last word, David.
Do you expect to see Seabrook back in there maybe tomorrow?
You know what? Look, David, I mean, look, this is, I've said over many, many years of my experience, I don't think you can make the playoffs in the first 20 games of the regular season, but you can miss the playoffs in the first 20 games. Now, somebody will come back and go, well, geez, look at St. Louis. They were dead last in the National Hockey League last year, and it's January 2nd or whatever it was, and they won the Stanley Cup. I get it. That's against the norm. That's against the numbers. And look, if you feel like this is your best lineup or whoever it is and you got to go with them, you got to get points. And look, it's not easy to sit out one of your core guys. I will say this. I said this last night in the broadcast. I think Coach Colleton could have picked 15 other guys that would have been worthy of being scratched, too. So it just happened to be Brent Seabrook. And look, it sends a message, not only to the core guys, but it sends a message to every other guy in that room. If we don't think you're playing well, you're not going to play. And that's the reality of it. You only have so many spots because you only carry a couple of extra guys, so you can't sit out. Maybe like in my era where you were carrying 28, 29 guys and bringing in 5 guys. That doesn't happen. So look, Brent Seabrook will be back in the lineup. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think he's been fine. Could he be better? Absolutely. But I could give you 10 names right now that guys have played below what I think what expectations are. But that's what the coach gets paid to do, is make decisions like that. And last night it worked.
Right.
We love you, buddy. Great, great, great job as always.
I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
man,
for having me.
Eddie Olczyk, Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life. One of the biggest names in hockey and a terrific book. And get out there and get it. What did I say? 4 copies, get 5.
You said 3 or 4, but 5's good.
5's good.